For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
There's an opening and a closing. One night, tonight, Kinky Boots over at Shays. Is that normal?
It's a little unusual in this market. There are shows that do one-offs and so on. But for Shays, that's not quite typical. But Kinky Boots has been here before. People love it. Cyndi Lauper's wonderfully playful score. It's a good show. Harvey Fierstein doing the book. What's not to love?
I'm really interested in your take on The Crucible at the Cabanoki, Minding Frankie at Irish Classical, and Painting Churches out at O'Connell and Company. Where do you want to start?
We'll take them in order. The Crucible, certainly working with superior material here. It's such a powerful piece and so beautifully structured. They have stacked it with top talent, and I was pleased with Adriano Gatto and Alex Malege in those key roles. Does not pack quite the emotional punch of other productions I've seen, and I was trying to trace the precise reason for that, not the meticulous relationships that the piece would seem to require. The videography at times bewildered me. There was so much. And of course, Brian Milbrand, he's wonderful, and he'll give, and give. At what point does the director say, enough, enough, enough? Rather than help focus the piece, add meaning, at times it was simply distracting.
I remember at the last Cabanoki production, A View from the Bridge, you used the word anachronistic when they showed up with Uzis, which just didn't quite mesh with everything else. And in The Crucible, at one point, there's an ever-ready battery flashlight on stage. I don't know, that kind of bugged me.
Well, I'm thinking that it's not coincidental that the director chose back-to-back two scripts that have been done back-to-back by director Eva Van Hove in New York. He had done a minimalist View from the Bridge, followed by a Crucible, minimally with contemporary references. And it's wonderful that we can learn from other artists. Yes, that sort of Brechtian anachronism should be making a point. Are we trying to make the point that this kind of witch hunt continues into the contemporary era, the underpinnings of the original productions against the backdrop of the real life news of the House Un-American Activities Committee reminds us of that. But the play is much larger than that. And every time we go to the theater, there are contemporary resonances. There needs to be something a little bit more.
But we do agree, it's a great cast.
Great cast and a beautiful play.
Minding Frankie. My takeaway was, thank goodness, that finally we have a nice feel-good play from Irish Classical just in time for the holidays. Now, I know you're laughing,
yeah.
But I left the theater feeling good about life.
Well, the story is that this man is summoned to the hospital room of a former girlfriend who informs him of two things. One, that she's pregnant. Two, that she's dying. Oh, one third thing, she wants him to take the baby. And so, inevitably, he takes the baby, does the right thing, but he's ill-equipped to care for it. The social worker is fit to be tied. She has arranged for a wonderful, perfect foster family, and everything about this guy seems wrong. She finds out that he's an AA. Anything he does is wrong. And so that's the friction. And Kristen Tripp Kelly and Christian Brange is playing all of the characters, and their characterizations are sensational. I was so impressed. Somebody using that space effectively. I think Chris Kelly conceived of it for a theater in the round, and it plays very, very well with a perfect set by Paul Bostaph, a surprising little array of 26 letter blocks with little pictures. I love the one Q with the profile of the Queen is one.
Now, Painting Churches. I didn't get that engaged by it out at O'Connell and Company, and I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because it wasn't exactly my experience with my parents, but I don't want to do that.
I think that they've done the play a disservice by promoting the Alzheimer's aspect, which is of minimal importance to what the play is about. What the play is about is how everything changes and how eventually we lose everything that we've had. I was quite pleased with it and happily brought back memories of Marion Seldes, who had originated the role of the mother. Also, the one and only time I saw Katharine Hepburn in person was at a performance of Painting Churches. I'm assuming that she was shopping for a film property. I think that part of the coldness you might feel is that Tina Howe's setup is that we are in an untenable and unpleasant situation with this elderly couple doing the best they can to navigate what we perceive is going to be the end of their lives. And the daughter's inability at first to understand this, the memories she has of her childhood and of her parents are probably half myth anyway, but to come back and expect them to be as they were is unreasonable. And even the title, Painting Churches, the family's name is Church, and in painting them, trying to freeze them in a moment. And that is only possible through art. It's not the way our lives are. As soon as we take a picture, that picture is younger than we are now. And so that is the play.
Painting Churches. And it's up, not a long run, only through November 19th. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.